The New Country 96.3
Second date update.
If you are new to the show, every morning at this time we help out somebody who had a great first date, but for some reason it never progressed to a second date. We got Ari on the line. Ari went out with Brighton. He had a great first date, but never heard from her after that. First of all, Ari, tell everybody how you met Brighton.
We met on Bumble.
On Bumble, okay. And that led to a date?
It did. We just had lunch together. It went well, I thought.
But you're calling us. Are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
Yeah, you could say it like that. That doesn't feel great. But.
Is there another way to say it that would be more accurate?
No, that's exactly what you get, unfortunately.
Okay, all right. Did you try to contact her after the date and you got ghosted, or did anything happen unusual?
I didn't think anything unusual happened, but yeah, I did try to, I texted her and gave her a call, but just, yeah, never really heard from her. And I guess, yeah, ghosted is the right way to say it, unfortunately.
Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get your second date, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Ari gave us a call. He had a great first date with Brighton, but no second date, and he couldn't figure out why.
And we've gotten a hold of Brighton. She's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Brighton, do you remember going out with Ari?
Yes. How could I forget?
Well, he said you guys had a great date. Then he said he never heard from you after that, and he asked us to call you on his behalf.
How? Okay.
Did you not have a good date?
It was okay until I caught him stealing forks from the restaurant we were at.
Wait.
Did you say you caught him stealing forks?
Yes, I caught him stealing forks from the restaurant.
Did you like confront him? I mean, what did he say when you caught him?
Well, I saw him stuff one inside of his backpack, but I didn't want to make a scene, so I didn't say anything to him.
Oh, okay, all right. But you definitely saw him take a fork from the restaurant and put it in his backpack.
Yes.
And because of that, that's why you're not returning any of his calls?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be involved with anyone or see a guy that's like involved with petty theft.
Okay, all right. No, I get it. Well, here's the deal. We didn't know any of this. He actually is on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation just so he knows what happened here? Because it's kind of ridiculous that this even happened.
Yes.
Okay, great. Ari, are you there?
I am.
Did you hear what Brighton had to say?
Yeah, I did. I didn't steal anything from the restaurant.
I saw you stuff a fork in your backpack.
No, I mean, I didn't take anything from them, though, you know.
Wait, you didn't take a fork?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I promise.
Look, Ari, like, if you just admit that you did, like, maybe we can move on, and like, I would consider going out with you again if you just like admit that you did.
Okay, look, it was one fork. I just put it in
so
there.
You did take a fork.
It's not even a big deal. It's like these. My roommate moved out, took all our stuff, and I was just like, let me just take one fork. It's not a big deal. It's not like I do it on a regular basis. And it was like these cheap little forks that they have at the place anyway. So I was like, it's not a big deal. I literally have no utensils at my house. Like, my roommate took literally everything. And I just thought, just take one. I'll go get my other stuff. I just didn't have anything now. I'll go buy some stuff later, you know, but it was just one.
You did take a fork then. So she was right. She did see you take a fork.
Yeah, it was just one. It's not like I'm proud of it or anything. It's just one fork. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Okay. All right. All right, Brighton. Well, he did confess. You were right. He did take a fork. And if you would like a second date with Ari, we'll pick up the tab for date number two. Do you have any interest in going out a second time with Ari?
Actually, I'll pass on the second date. Maybe you can pay to get him some new forks and set up a second date.
Are you serious? Are you serious? That's crazy. You wanted me to like say this on the air, and you lied that you're gonna like consider going again, and you're just like, no, why? Just to make a fool of me?
No, just to prove that you were a liar. You did steal a fork.
Oh, okay, all right. So two liars then, huh? Right? Two wrongs make a right. Okay, that's great. I think it's a bunch of crap, honestly. It's like you tell me to tell the truth, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden you don't go out with me again? That's ridiculous.
Well, Ari, the thing is, like, you're still stealing from a restaurant, and I just don't want to mess with that.
And it's like, okay, so you've literally never done one thing wrong like that in your entire life. You've never taken a ketchup packet or blah, blah, blah from a restaurant, nothing, right? You're totally clean.
Well, not on a first date.
Look, it's one fork, right? It's just one fork. It probably cost a dollar, I don't know, 10 cents if they got them in these big packets. Really, is it that big of a deal? I'll take the fork back. Is it that bad?
It's over. Just let it go.
Brighton, once again, thank you for coming on the air. This really appreciate your time. Ari, thank obviously you. Didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Brighton.
Sure.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.